A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
The United States is where our next guest is currently based. He's a real homegrown Singapore Hollywood star.
Now, he's worked on movies, and I have seen all these movies. Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's the sequel to Wreck-It Ralph. Mega hits like Frozen. Don't ask me why I've seen Frozen. Moana.
Let it go.
Zootopia and Big Hero 6. All of these films have grossed billions of dollars in the box office market. And you most likely would not have heard from him.
But you've heard of these movies.
You have heard of the movies he's worked on.
But this man has had his hand, Elliot, designing what you actually get to enjoy on the silver screen. His name is Roger Lee, lighting and compositing artist at Walt Disney Animation Studios, always working behind the scenes. And right now, we give him life on Singapore Radio. Roger, hello. And I would say good evening to you over in Hollywood.
Good morning, Singapore. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Singapore. Exactly. You
very
do know what
nice.
Time it is
very
back
nice.
Home.
Yeah,
Roger, you graduated from Ngee Ann Polytechnic and then you began your career here in Singapore. Can you tell us a little when you graduated?
When I graduated, I worked in a post-production house for almost 4 years before I went to Disney TV in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, Chicken Little came out. I think that was their first 3D
Chicken
movie.
Little. Okay.
From Disney, and I saw that when I was at Disney TV, and I knew that might be my chance to work for Disney Animation. And because of that, I went to work for Lucasfilm Singapore, because they just started setting up shop in Singapore, and I knew that that would be the place for me to build my portfolio so that it would be good enough.
Beautiful building, by the way, in One North in Buena Vista, Lucasfilm. So you still haven't told me what year you graduated. Are you trying to keep your age away from me, Roger?
That was 20 years ago.
Okay.
1998. That was a long time ago.
Roger, you're a lighting and compositing artist at Walt Disney Animation Studios. Could you explain to us this role, this lighting and compositing artist? What do you do exactly? In layman terms, if possible.
Sure, I'll try my best because it's so hard to describe something visual. Okay, for the lighting part, my role is to use lights and colors to emphasize the shifts of mood in the story.
Okay.
And as for the compositing portion of my work, I'm responsible for constructing the final image you see on screen by combining all the elements from upstream departments, such as 3D characters, environments, and special effects into a beautiful composition.
It makes sense.
It'll come to life in my head in a bit. But what do you need to have? Like a very steady hand, a good pair of eyes? What does it take? What is the skill that you have, Roger, that makes you capable of doing this?
I think definitely for a compositor, you need to have a very strong eye.
I'm gone then.
because you need to, as in a static eye. Because
eye.
You will be the last one, kind of like the gate person before the image go onto big screen. So you're responsible of composing everything on the screen to make it look balanced and beautiful and tells the story at the same time. So
do you know what a responsibility that is? You
it's
do
huge.
Realize it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way.
He's being humble.
So, and for the lighting part, it can be a bit technical because not only lighting, there'll be like different software we need to use and different scripts that we need to get the frames rendered out on time and within the budget. So for that part, it can be technical. So I guess for my job, will be both artistic and technical, combination of both.
We're speaking with Roger Lee. He's a lighting and compositing artist at Walt Disney Animation Studios. He's on the phone with us all the way from the U.S. Roger, I'd like to ask you, working in the U.S., working for a huge company like Disney, and I've seen these films that you worked on, okay, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Frozen, Moana, Zootopia, huge movies. What kind of challenges did you face when you tried to enter this Hollywood market?
Well, I think getting first foot into the Hollywood market is always tricky. But the real challenge, in my opinion, is how can I consistently perform at a level that makes the studio decide to keep me on board projects after projects?
Hmm.
Because I'm constantly competing with some of the most talented artists in the world, and there's no lack of talents locally in the U.S. So it can be a little stressful sometimes because there isn't much room for mistakes or time for me to slack off a little. So, and being a foreign talent, it does make things more challenging because getting a work visa in the U.S. has never been easy.
Oh, okay.
A Singaporean just calling himself a foreign talent.
Yeah, when was the last time you had that? So, Roger, you say, you know, there's not a lot of time for you to make mistakes because you've got to get it right first time round every time. So does that mean that work-life balance sort of suffers a little with the kind of industry that you're in working in Hollywood? Sounds cutthroat.
Yeah, generally I work between 40 to 45 hours, 5 days a week. So there's quite a bit of a work-life balance most of the time. However, during the last 3 months of a production, which is what we refer to as crunch time, my department will need us to put in quite a bit of overtime. So we will need to work on Saturdays, and during this time, I'll be working between 55 to 65 hours a week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And our movies are usually released during Thanksgiving, which is somewhere in November. And that means we will usually burn our summer, which can be a little bit rough for us because we'll be missing family time during summer breaks.
Yeah. But for you, summer means just flying back to Singapore and then you get summer again.
That's right. But however, we can request for our work-from-home machines, which are connected to the company server, and that allow us to work from home for some of the overtime work. So that helps quite a bit because so that during crunch time, we are able to work and see our family at the same time. So it isn't that bad.
Roger, I've got a bit of a personal question for you. You mentioned earlier that there's no shortage of talent in this animation industry in the United States. Now, you're a foreign talent, a Singaporean working in Hollywood. In terms of earning capabilities, if let's say someone's hoping to make it into this industry, hoping to start out, do you guys generally earn well when you first enter the industry? Is there any details you could possibly share with us? I know it's quite personal.
Quite a big range in salary because there are so many different disciplines in the industry, such as storyboarding, layout, modeling, effects, lighting. And every discipline will have a slightly different pay scale.
Okay.
So if I were to generalize, based on a salary survey from the Animation Guild, for a 40-hour work week, the range will be somewhere between $1,800 to $3,500 USD, depending on the skills and seniority of the artist. But that is for artists working with studios that's under the animation union.
Mm.
For artists working in non-union shops, their weekly rate is slightly going to be lower than that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, looking ahead, I mean, I don't know whether you can actually reveal what Disney has on the cards, but do you think one day a Disney film based in Southeast Asia could be ever released?
Yes, I'm hopeful.
Yeah,
I'm hopeful.
Story of Badang that. Or Sang Nila Utama. You never know, right?
Yeah, we never know because I think Disney, they always try to explore movies that involve other cultures. So I'm hopeful that one day that will happen.
And for you, for all the films that you've worked on, if you could pick one to be your favorite, which one would it be?
I would say probably Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. That's a nice, colorful film. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning. Roger Lee, lighting and compositing artist at Walt Disney Animation Studios.
A real inspiration for us here in Singapore looking to Hollywood. Well done, Roger. Take care and be safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.